Okay, so first of all, big Ashkach to Gadi and one of the Shatners, right? One of the Shatners.
The worst of them.
Chas v'sham. It should be a schus for you guys. What was the...
Liba
Bas, Rav Yosef Chan. Liba Bas, Rav Yosef Chan. Shoshim and Aliyah. And with that, Sheva Brach v'atzlacha should come to the Mishpachas, the whole Kilo, all Kal Yisrael. She only hear B'sirat Tavis. Okay, so Lemaisa, Sunday morning, back on regular schedule, Nach Yom Tovim, should be Sefer Shoftim, and Bez Hashem it will be. But I figured, since we just entered in the month of Cheshvan, and the month of Cheshvan, as we know, is a month without any Yom Tovim, without any particular days that we focus on celebrating, so I feel like it's chaval for the month to pass without anything. So I figure we'll talk about a certain sugya, that really, you know, sort of it's a cheshvan sugya. So we'll see. It's definitely not gonna. We're not gonna finish it today. Hopefully, we'll finish it next week. If not, maybe it'll be three parts. But
after Mashiach comes, we have to finish it.
Huh? We have to finish. You can't. It's not. It'll just happen faster. But okay, Bez Hashem. So what we're going to learn now is, it's in two parts. There's the halacha part and then the pnimius part. Okay, so now we'll focus on the halacha part. As I said, it could be the halacha part itself will extend into next week. We'll see. But Baruch Hapanim, the sugya that we're going to be learning about is the sugya of Mashi Ruch Mered Geshem, the Saint Talmud Levracha. Right, so we know that, just to break down a little bit of just the facts that we know going into the topic. So we know that already on Sukkot, by Shmini Atzeres, right, the last days of Yontif, we began to say, Mashav Ruach, Morid HaGeshem, right? Now, the truth is like this. Technically, the Gemara says in Tainis, why do we say Mashav Ruach, Morid HaGeshem? Is because really what we're interested in as we enter into the winter is to daven to Hashem for rain. We daven to Hashem for rain. But it's not so nice. The Gemara says that this tefillah of the asking Hashem for rain, you shouldn't just go into asking for it. You have to be meratzeh, you have to be mefayis, you have to sort of say nice words first. So we introduce, so before we begin to ask for rain, we first say divri ritzu yupius, we say divri, words of praise to Hashem, ma'ashav ruach amar edageshem. Now the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis that technically speaking, you should already start ma'ashav ruach amar edageshem from the beginning of Sukkot, because that's really the beginning of the winter season. That we don't do because we don't want rain on Sukkot. So we at least begin it at the end of Sukkot. We say Mashiach Rogeshem by Shemini Atzeres. Fine. So then that means, fine. So when should we start with Saint Talamater Levracha? Right away. Matzi Sukkot. Start doing it right then. So why don't we? So this is where the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis and Marmak and Ramon tells us is that technically we should do that, right? The Zman of the rainy season already begins technically by Sukkot, but we're happy to bring in the rainy season already Matzi Sukkot. So we should say V'Sein Talmud Levracha already Matzi Sukkot. Why don't we? Why do we push it off a little bit? So the Mishnah says in Tainis, the reason is because by the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where you had all the Yidden coming to Beis HaMikdash for being Oyle Regel, so we don't want to daven for rain immediately after Sukkot, because then you're going to have tons of Yidden on the road, you know, with torrential downpours, hopefully, if our tefillos are accepted. So that's not nice. So therefore, we push it off a little bit to give people time to get home. And once they get home, then you can ask for rain V'Sein Talmud Levracha. So how much time do we give them? So that's Machlokes in the Mishnah. So if you take a look at Marmak number one, it's a Mishnah Maseches Tainis. So the Mishnah brings two opinions. V'Gimel B'Mar Cheshvan, Shoyel Mesag HaShamim. So the first opinion, the Tanakhama, says that you begin to ask for rain the third day of Cheshvan, which was yesterday, Gimel Cheshvan, right. Gimel Cheshvan, that already gives you a few days after Yontif, a solid week or so after Yontif, and now you could, most people are home already, you know, so you could begin to ask for rain. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, B'Zayin Boy. We don't ask it, we don't begin on the third of Cheshvan, we begin on the seventh of Cheshvan. Tesvav Yoim Achar Chag, which is 15 days after Yontif, right? That's the seventh of Cheshvan, it's 15 days after Yontif. Kadesh Yagia Achrin Shebi Yisrael in Ahar Paras. Says Rav Gamliel, because the farthest Jew that's, you know, traveled to Beis HaMikdash was about 2 weeks distance. So we want every single Jew to get home before the torrential downpours begin. And for every Jew to get home, Zayin Cheshvan, we could assume everyone's home. You know, and so that's when you begin the same Talmud of Racha. That's what the Mishnah says. So it's machlok is again the Tanakhama says the third of Cheshvan. That's they probably don't disagree about the Metzias. I mean, the Metzias is that, like Rav Gamliel said, it takes two. You know, the farthest person traveled for 2 weeks, so it takes 2 weeks for him to get home. Probably the machlok is between the Tanakh and Rav Gamliel. It is. Are we, you know, is we should all push off the same Talmud for the last few stragglers? Well, like the majority of people are home by the third of Cheshvan. A few of the people still wait till the seventh of Cheshvan to get home. So the Tanakh says, okay, majority is home, start with St. Talmud the third of Cheshvan. Rav Gamliel says, no, you wait till Acharon Shabbos Yisrael, till the last Jew is home, and that's the seventh of Cheshvan, and that's when you start. So that's Machlokes Tanakh Kama and Rav Gamliel. How do we hold? So Mar Machlok number two, the Gemara, Omer Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar in the Gemara says, Halacha k'Rav Gamliel, the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. And that's the halacha in Eretz Yisrael. They begin the same Talmud of Levracha in the seventh of Cheshvan, like the Mishnah says, Rav Gamliel. That's what we pass. Okay. Now that's not our minig. Our minig is we don't start the same Talmud of Levracha until much later. So where is that coming from? So the Gemara continues. Tanya, this was a Mishnah, right? So says the Gemara, a Braisa, Tanya. The Braisa says, Chananya Aymer, Chananya said, Atana, Uba Goyla, says something like this. The Mishnah that you learned, the third of Cheshvan, the seventh of Cheshvan, that's for Eretz Yisrael. Uba Goyla, but in Bavel, in Golas, in Bavel, Ad Shishim B'Tkufa. You don't start asking for rain until it's the rainy season in Bavel. The rainy season in Eretz Yisrael is already from Sukkot. We don't ask for rain until everyone's home from Yontif, but that's when the rainy season begins. So it's the third of Cheshvan, seventh of Cheshvan. But in Bavel, Bavel is saturated with water. There's a lot of water over there. They don't want or need rain so early. Bavel needs rain 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, which is further in our calendar. That's the 4th or 5th of December, like that time of year. So that's when they need rain. So says Chananya, that's when they should begin saying the same Talmud of the Racha in Bavel, 60 days after the Tekufa of Tishrei, like the winter solstice, I think that's whatever that means. So basically, early December, that's when they should start saying the same Talmud of Racha. That's what Chananya said. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel. Rav Huna, the son of Chiya, in the name of Shmuel, said, Halacha ki Chananya. The halacha is like Chananya. So in other words, this is how the Gemara sets it up. In Eretz Yisrael, there's two different times. In Eretz Yisrael, the winter of Eretz Yisrael begins earlier than the winter in Bavel. So in Eretz Yisrael, they start with St. Talmud of Racha by the 7th of Cheshvan. That's how we hold. And in Bavel, they start it early December time because that's when the rainy season begins over there in Bavel. That's the halacha. Okay, what about for us? We're not in Eretz Yisrael, we're not in Bavel either. So if you skip number three, we'll get back to it later. We go to Marmuk number four. So Rashi and that Gemara, Rashi says as follows. It's interesting, Rashi usually doesn't do this. There's a handful of places in Shas where Rashi is, it's interesting, ironically, not ironically, but a lot, Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Rashi paskins a lot. It's interesting. Over there, Rashi brings in a lot of Pesach Halacha in Maseches Avodah Zarah. But outside of Avodah Zarah, it's very, very infrequent. But this is one of the examples. Rashi gives a Halacha, says Rashi. Usually Rashi is just a commentary. But Rashi says like this, Uba Bavel, again, he's explaining the Gemara, that Bagoyla in Golas, and by Bavel, Mitoich She'enem Tzrichim L'Gashamim, since they don't need rain as desperately and as early as Eretz Yisrael, ain't shoylem ad samach l'tekufas Tishrei. They don't begin to ask until 6 days into the Tekuf of Tishrei, again, till early December. That's how he explains the Gemara. It says Rashi v'chein anunoygim, and that's our minig as well. Again, Rashi is in France. V'chein anunoygim, that's our minig as well. Shekol minigenu achar b'nei bavel. All of our minogim go based on Talmud Bavli. So Eretz Yisrael, they start Zayin Cheshvan. Bavel is December. Our minig is to go based on Bavel. That's what we do. And Adayim, that's the minig. Anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, we start saying Talmud of Racha by December time. That's when we start. That's Rashi. Now the Rosh, Maseches Tainis, brings down Rashi. And Rashi's saying what the minig is. That's definitely true. But the Rosh says like this. V'tomani. Says the Rosh, I'm shocked by this. It doesn't make any sense. Lama anunayigin kivnei gaila v'ha. Why should we go based on the minig of Bavel when it comes to this? Nihid, so he says Rosh, Nihid ha-shah shalona bavli. Maskim, that our halacha follows Talmud Bavli. So when you have machlekes in halacha between Yushalmi, for example, and Bavli, we go with Bavli. Maskim, 100%. But dover ha-toli ba'aretz. But over here, says the Rosh, this is not a halachic machlekes. This isn't like It's not like Bavel says Eretz Yisrael is wrong, and Eretz Yisrael says Bavel's wrong. It's a machloikis. Another question is, who do Paskin like? So we go with the Bavli. It's not a machloikis. The question is, when's winter? So in Eretz Yisrael, winter is earlier, and Bavel, winter is later. Everyone agrees to the facts. Bavel would also agree that in early winter you should say send them out there early, and Eretz Yisrael would agree that in a late winter you should say late. So there's no machloikis over here. It's just based on the weather. That's what it's based on. So he says like this. He says Nehida Shashalona Bavli, even though our Gemara is Bavli, but Mikomakun Dovra Toy Baaret, but things that are based on just facts on the ground. In Bavel Haisa Mitsulas Mayim, Velayu Tsrichla Mayim. So it happens to be Bavel has a lot of water and they don't need as much rain as other countries. So just because they don't need water, Kol Haratz is to all of our lands, in other words, Ashkenaz and Sfarad, all of Europe. We need rain in the beginning of Cheshvan too. So lamina acher hasheila at shisha betkufa. So why should we push off asking b'sein talmud levracha till December time, because that's what he did in Bavel? Bavel doesn't need water that early. We do. Says the Rosh Vadavar, you do. It's known sheim lo yamater yared at shisha betkufa. If in Europe there will be no rain until December time, haya hazara ave, then all the seeds that were planted earlier would become lost. So says the Rosh, we need the rain earlier. V'lomay nasa k'mishnah seinu. So why shouldn't we do what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah is Eretz Yisrael. And we go with Bavli. We go with Bavli when it's a machlaikis. There's no machlaikis over here. It's just the metzias of which country needs rain when. It's not. So the Rosh says, Uber Provencia in southern France, Reisi, Shayushayu Meshagasham in Marchesh. I saw that in that place of Provence in southern France over there, I saw that they start with Saint Talmater early from the 7th of Cheshvan. For Yosha Maybainai. To me that makes a lot of sense. So the Rosh, it's interesting. So the Rosh over here in the back of Maseches Tainis doesn't say like Hilkach, therefore the Halacha is start saying early. He just says he agrees to the minig that Rashi quotes, which is that everyone says with Saint Talmater later, like Bavel. But he just says, to me, it doesn't make any sense. Why would this be? Now, what's this? So he says at the end that he saw in southern France that the, in Provencia, that the minig is over there to say it early. So there's a story behind this. If you take a look at Maramukah number 6, so there's a tshuva from the Rosh. It's in Tshuva Sarosh, Klal Dalet Oisiyud. It's a fascinating maisa. So and it's revolving around this sugya. So we'll go through 6 and 7 is sort of cut and pasted a little bit of this tshuva, and gives a little bit of a background historically of where the Rosh's opinion was coming from. And we'll see, we're not going to get to it today, but Bez Hashem next week, or when we get to the Pnimiya side of things, we'll see how the story that is the backdrop for the sheet of the Rosh in Halacha is very significant. So we'll see. So this tshuva is unique. All the tshuvas of the Rosh is the Rosh, it's the Rosh's tshuva. So he's writing, he's talking. This tshuva comes with an introduction. There's an introduction that the Tur, the son of the Rosh, wrote as an introduction to this tshuva. So what's the introduction? So this is what the Tur writes. It's a Kal Dalet Oisiyot. Vahi b'shnas chameshes olofim v'shivim v'sholosh l'briyas ha'olam. So he gives a particular date. It was, in the year 50, the year 5073, okay? In that year, Netzer HaGeshamim, there was a drought. There was a drought. Now, where is this drought happening? This is happening in Spain. The Rosh, we know, was from Germany, right? But his Rebbe, the Meram Rudenberg, was imprisoned and died in prison from the government. And the next in line for persecution was the Rosh. He was the greatest student of the Meram Rudenberg. And so because of that, he knew what was coming. So he snuck out and he escaped Germany. And he had to travel in different ways through Europe, eventually settling in Spain in the house of the Rajba. The Rajba he had correspondence with. The Rajba was the head of Sephardic Jewry at the time. The Rosh was the head of Ashkenazic Jewry. So it's a pell in Jewish history, such a thing. The Rosh had many correspondence on Halacha with the Rajba. They never met each other, but they had correspondence. The Rosh had to escape Germany, so he fled to Spain, and he lived with the Rajba. Not only did they live with the Rajba was older. The Rajba died a number of years later, and the Rosh took over the Rabbanis from the Rajba in Spain. So you had the city, I don't remember what city it was. Barcelona. Okay, you were there. You were there. The Rajba, he's buried over there. Yeah, the Rajba Shul. Yeah. it became the Rosh Hashul. Oh, yes. So the Rosh became the Rav in Barcelona. And there was a whole, there's a lot of tshuvas that the Rosh has about this, of slowly but surely trying to change the halach and the minhagim of the city to Ashkenaz. So that's, you know, there's an avoid with that, but it took time. Balkoponim, so this is what's happening. So the Rosh is in Spain right now, by Barcelona, and he's the Rav. This is years later. So says the Torah, it's the year 5073, and there's a drought. V'lehimter kol achayrif, and there was no rain. There was no rain the whole winter. Elamatum is air, a little, you know, drizzling here and there, but nothing significant. V'ikru tzayim, and already the community was establishing fast days. L'schanin l'Hashem, l'aseis matar, alpenei adama, t'davin t'Hashem, that there should be rain. So this is happening through the whole winter. V'ahi b'lel rishon shel Pesach. So already we're talking about Pesach time. Pesach time is close to when you stop saying the Saint Talmud Aruch. But Spain didn't have rain, or at least Barcelona didn't have rain until Pesach. So it's now the first night of Pesach. It says the Torah, Acher Tfilas Arvis. It's after Ma'ariv. It's right before the Seder. V'adoni Avi HaRosh, the Torah says, and my father, my father the Rosh, Ha'yoyshev al Pesach Beisai. He doesn't go in to start the Seder yet. He's sitting on the porch, and he's thinking to himself. Myself, some of the Talmidim are standing there by my father. It's a mistake. And then the Rosh says the following thing. He says, now I think it would be an auspicious time to be ma'ir something that I was always concerned about, always like thinking about. So he says, in Spain, it always bothered me, and he says, and we'll see, it goes back even to his time in Germany, it would be appropriate to ask for rain until Shavuos time. And he said, the Rosh says, it was always something that bothered me, because again, the rainy season in Europe starts earlier than Bavel, and it ends later. So just like we saw in the Rosh, wanted the Saint Talmud to be started earlier, like in Cheshvan, like in Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh wanted it to extend all the way till Shavuos. So the Rosh says, it was always something that bothered me. But he says, now, but I see it's an auspicious time, we should do it. You know, because people will be makabel. It's a drought, we're fasting for rain. So we should extend the Saint Talmud Rosh.
So that's the logic in every place in Golos, we have a different...
Yes, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. Even the Rosh will agree, we'll see soon, the Rosh agrees that little tiny spots will not have to, they're not allowed to make their own time zones, but we'll see. We'll see about the regulations. This is what the Rosh said. So the chaverim that were around, the Talmidim, responded, Toivu, fine, good. We'll let everyone know. We'll let the elders, whatever, we'll let everyone know. The Yasu came. And so tomorrow, you know, instead of switching to the same bracha, you know, not, you know, by Chalamoy, whatever it is, instead of the same bracha, we'll continue with Saint Talmudim. Fine. Vahi kol keskirai. So the word went out that the Rosh said we should continue with Saint Talmud of Racha. Vini Rash, and a big Rash, it was a big tumult. Miksas Chachamim. Huh?
They had to resell
Talmud. Yeah, exactly. Vini Rash, Miksas Chachamim. So there's a Rash by many of the Chachamim, Mashallah Yahyadar Betzasam. So he puts in parentheses that this was without their consent and without asking them. So they were a little bit upset by that. So it became a big Rash. Vitzio Koleimur. And so these other chachamim sent out a message, that it's not a good thing to mention rain now. It's a sign of, the Gemara says, right, that rain in the summer is a simen klola. Which obviously the Rosh responds, simen klola. You're fasting for rain. You want rain to come now. Simen klola. It's a simen klola in Eretz Yisrael, not in Spain. Okay. L'maisa, so it became a tumult. V'sapik, Adoni Avi Rosh. So my father, the Rosh, held himself back. V'lidiber b'yoy mahu mi'uma. And the Rosh didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. I'm sorry, this is happening, the first day of Yontif, we switched to Merit HaTol, right? So he's saying that even the first day of Yontif, the next morning, they put out a thing. The Rosh wants everyone to say Mashruch Merit HaGeshem, right? Mashruch Merit HaGeshem. So again, it became a tumult on the first day of Yontif. The Rosh didn't say anything. Ad Leil Chol Shemoyed, until the night of Chol Hamoed. The Yichtav Sefer, and then the Rosh wrote a tshuva, L'chazik Dvarav to L'chazik Hishita V'zed Tarf, and this is the text. This is the text of the tshuva. So that's the background to the story. Okay. So he says like this. The Rosh in the beginning of the text goes on to say basically what he says in Meseches Tainis, which is that we're not dealing with a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. We're dealing with just mitzias. Everyone agrees that whenever your winter is, it should begin then, finished. So why are we all of a sudden going with Bavli? The minig of Bavel, it should not be based on that. And then the Rosh brings a proof. What's his raya? So to appreciate the raya, let's go back to Maromokah number 3. So Maromokah number 3 is the Gemara in Tainus. So the Gemara says like this, in Daf Yudalad Amaveh, Sholchulei b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Amaisa, that the populace of Ninveh, the city of Ninveh, the Yidden, in Ninveh, sent the shout to Rebbe, to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And they said them like this, Kigoy Nanan. He says, they said, in our place of Ninveh, Da'afil b'tkuvas tamas b'nei Mitra. Even in the middle of the summer, we need rain. We need rain, even in the middle of the summer. So Heichi Navir, what should we do? So officially, you stop asking for rain by Pesach already. Right? Meratol, the same bracha. But we need rain even in the summer, so what should we do? So what the question was, they said, Ki yachidin daminan, should we conduct ourselves like individuals that need personal inyanim? And if you have a personal tzarech, you don't change the text of davening, you add a thing in the Shema Keleinu. So should we do like that? Ay karabim daminan, or are we like a rabbim, that we should continue to ask for rain, even in the summer, in the appropriate spot. Mashiach Meregeshem, B'Sein Talamotar. The Gemara explains, Ki Yechidim Daminan, are we like Yechidim U'B'Shemei Tefillah? Or Ki Rabim Daminan, or are we like a Rabim U'B'Birchas Hashanim? And we should ask rain, B'Sein Talamotar V'Racha, like in Mevarach Hashanim. That was the question. Shol Chuluhu, so Rabbi Yudah Nasi responded, Ki Yechidim D'Misu, you're like Yechidim, you're like individuals, U'B'Shemei Tefillah. So says the Rosh and the Tshuvas. One second, the back and forth between Ninveh and Rabbeinu HaKadosh is making an assumption that if you are a Rabbim, then you ask for rain with the time that's appropriate for you. The only question that Ninveh had to Rabbeinu HaKadosh is, are we a Rabbim or not? And as we'll see in a second, the Rosh explains the question is, a country is a Rabbim, a city. Even a big city like Ninveh, that's what their question was, are we Rabbim or not? To that, Rabbeinu HaKadosh responded, you're Yechidim. But the concept of if you did have a Rabbim, would this Rabbim have its own time zone, so to speak, for asking for rain? Yeah. So says the Rosh, as we've seen in a second, all of Europe, that's a Rabbim. So certainly they should have their own time zone in terms of asking for rain. Well, that's what they say. So in Maromokah number 7, the Rosh says this, the Rebbe loy polig. So he quotes this Gemara as proof, and he says like this, what do you see at the end of the Gemara? The Rebbe le polig ela bebnei ir achas. The whole discussion, and Rebbe said that you shouldn't ask for rain by V'Sein Talmater, because he's talking about one city, it's a big city of Ninveh, but it's l'maisa just a city, and a city is like a yachid. Aval eretz ashkenaz, but an entire country. Shirach v'as yadayim, which is obviously very, very big. Ma'idu Rebbe, the Shalom calls Manshem Tzrichim. Of course Rebbe would agree. There wouldn't even be a need of a question. Of course they should ask for rain whenever they need it. V'kivin sh'shoylem v'bnei hatzarech. And if you could ask for rain, kol shkin sh'maskirim, certainly you could praise Hashem for rain, right? Because as the Rosh is saying, you guys are making a tumult because I said to continue to say Mashiach Mered Hashem. I'm telling you, we should continue to ask for rain v'sein talmud l'vracha. And that's what you see from the Gemara, that Rebbe would agree if it's a Rabbim that you should ask for rain, right? So Elamai, so if you could ask for rain, you could certainly say the Mashiach Mered Hashem. And the Rosh says like this, Kishi Yitzasi Ashkenaz, when I left Ashkenaz on the run, right, traveling to Europe. So Vavarti Derech Parvinsa, so I traveled through province, that's what he references in Tainus. Shemati, that Munfishlir, I don't know, maybe someone knows, I guess a city in province, he heard that in that place, they start saying Mashiach Mered Hashem, already from Eretz Yisrael time zone, from the 7th of Cheshvan. The Yoshem Oy Beinai. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. And it was very appropriate to me. That's what he writes also in Tainus, right? Vamarti, so he says, as I was traveling there, Vamarti lechachmi munfish lir, munfish, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I asked the chachamim of the city, Tarastim li kushi achas. So he asked me, if you want to watch. I have a question for you guys. Lidin have sakamatim aysim. When do you stop asking for rain? So I hear that you ask early. When do you stop? So va'omru. So they said, sha'aysim kemishna. We do what the Mishnah says, which is miyant original Pesach paiskin. We stop by Pesach time. Amarti lahem. I said to them, listen, once you guys are willing to be a little bit brave and to go against the current and you're asking for rain early, you should also extend the time to ask for rain early. Amarti, I said to them, Shema inchem tzricha matar ben Pesach le'atzeres. Do you not need rain between Pesach and Shavuos? Amarle, no, they said to me, no, shahar behin tzricha. They really need rain by Pesach and Shavuos. V'yevshar letvua, it's a mistake. V'yevshar letvua l'skayim b'loy matar. And if it doesn't rain from Pesach till Shavuos, the grain, the produce is not gonna work. So v'amarti lehem. So I said to them, no. So I called Dvarai. So I said my whole spiel that there's no reason to go with Bavel and so on. You should go with the rainy season that you have. Right? The Gemara with Ninveh, the whole thing. I told him the whole Torah, Kashrim Suv Lamala, as I discussed in this tshuva, the Yashu May Beinayim, and they were maskim. The Chacham of Province were maskim. Elisha Amru, but they said, no, what can we do? Mashanu Shalom Vizayim Rechesh. And the fact that we start asking for rain early, Kachanigu Chacham Harishayim. That was the old minig. So it wasn't controversial for us to continue with that. But to change the rules in terms of ending, we're going to have to make a convention and we're going to have to get the Rabbanim together. So it'll be a little bit more difficult to do. So the Yitzas Misham, the Rosh says, okay, at that point I had to leave already. I was just there in passing. I don't know what came of it at the end. But Lamaisa, they were maskim to my svar. He says, that's my svar. You should start early if you need, and you should end it. Again, if you're dealing with a rabbim, and a country is a rabbim, for sure, a continent is a rabbim. Ubavoy heina, says the Rosh, when I came here to Spain, Reisi, I saw, sheyoyser tzichim gesham ben pesach le'atzeres mishar mekamis. I see that over here in Spain, they need rain later, more than other places they need rain. V'amarti kambal mechaber, and I said this many times to my chaverim, sheroi hayish loy lahafsik milisha lahaskir arat zeres. It'll be kedai not to stop asking for rain, and certainly not to stop mashruch negeshem until Shavuos. That's what would make sense. Ki at ani yedeh, because I'm familiar already, now I've been here for some time, I'm familiar with the location. Shekol haratish ani yedeh, all the lands that I've known, whether it be in Europe and Spain, all the countries I've traveled in, ikir gishmeim heim benat pesach lat zeres. That's the main rainy season is between Pesach and Shavuos. So to me, it doesn't. Ubavade rabim ninu, and that's certainly a rabim. We're talking about an entire continent, so it makes sense. Ella says the Rosh. Shleimulani libi ladaber kedvar halal loshanat seminig. I didn't want to start a whole thing to change the minig. It takes a lot of effort. But va'ata shiriyisa. But now that I see shiravavin seinu hagasham netzru, that there was a drought, viniskalku hazroyim, and all the vegetation, the plants, it's all becoming ruined because of the drought. Umis anim b'shulag shamim, and we're fasting for rain. So Amrli Libi. So my intuition told me, it's an interesting thing. Amrli Libi, my intuition told me, it's now time to fix what I've always longed for all these days. It's an interesting lesson. My intuition tells me that it's now time to fix what I had a taiva for all this time, which is to expand the time of asking for rain, both early and late. To start ready from Cheshvan and to extend until Shavuos. That's what the Rosh says. And he says like this, Ki bevadei shishmu lecha. He's talking to him. My heart told me that they'll certainly listen to you. It's like he's talking to someone, is within himself, someone is telling him, they'll listen to you now. They start like this. V'im yukayim olei mishan azayis, and if you get them to do it this year, so yarev aleihem, they'll like it. V'lo yushuv imen, and they won't stop doing it, it'll continue on. So it's like, it's interesting. He's not even so motivated for the drought. Like, okay, we'll get past the drought. But it's like, it's an opportunity to extend Masharuch Medegeshem, V'chein bevadei hayu oisim, says Rosh, and this would have worked. El shehitu es levavam. Their hearts turned astray. The hesibu es daitim echaronis, and their intellect became backwards. So, lo yitzliach. It didn't work. Ayin shem shirech b'zeh. That's the okay, so... So, I mean, there's a lot of things. First of all, you see in this tshuva that the Rosh is that there's something about this Indian that's very, very personal. The Rosh really wants to be mechazik this Indian. And it came out, Davka, in his traveling from Europe, from Germany to Spain. And like the night of Pesach, between Meyerv and the Seder, he's sitting, like it's a whole scene. Like the Rosh is sitting there, like it comes out, like this is the time to be mechazik. Then it's a... You could feel that there's like secrets of the universe going on. Something's going on. Okay. So let's before we put that to the side a little bit, just to understand the halacha. So the Rosh made a solid argument, yeah? That we're not dealing with, again, let's go back to the beginning, right? Rashi said, our minig is to start Vesentel Matar late, right? And for that reason, to also end by Pesach time, we go with the Bavli. So the Rosh said, when you go with the Bavli, it's not Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. It's a minig. This is a question of when do you need rain or not. So what's the counter argument, right? So where's Rashi coming from? It's not just Rashi. Again, Rashi's just saying what the minig is. So it boils down to a fundamental question, which is, what does it mean when we're asking for rain? What's this inyan? Again, when we're asking for rain, the asking really begins also with praising Hashem, with Mashiach Ruach HaNegesh Hashem, but it's this inyan of asking for rain. What is this? What do I mean? The shaila is like this. The chakira is as follows. This inyan of asking for rain during the winter, right? Whatever the winter means, but during the winter. Is this an alteration in the nusach of Shemoneh Esrei? In other words, there's a Shemoneh Esrei of the summer and there's a Shemoneh Esrei of the winter. The Shemoneh Esrei of the summer is V'sein Bracha, and the Shemoneh Esrei of the winter is V'sein Tal Matal Bracha. It's a change in the Nusach itself. Or no, it's not a change in the Nusach. The Nusach is Shemoneh Esrei, Shemoneh Esrei. There's a halacha which says that if you have personal needs, then you should make your personal requests made in Shemoneh Esrei. Now the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, for example, where should you make your personal requests? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you have two options. You could make your request in Shema Keleinu. That's an open territory, ask whatever you want. Or you could make your request in the specific bracha that inyan that's bothering you, right? So if a person has a big test coming up, so you could make a personal request that you should be successful in your test and not tochein v'adam das. You can make a personal request like that. And the Gemara says, in the middle of the bracha, you can stop in the bracha and make your personal request, and that's appropriate. Maybe that's what it means, Sheilas Kasham. Maybe the whole din. So here's the question. What's this whole din of asking for rain? What's the nature of this halacha? Obviously, the reason why it was established is because you need rain. I get it. But what was the nature of the halacha? Is the nature of the halacha is Shemoneh Esrei, Shemoneh Esrei. That's not moving. But this is a request that Klal Yisrael needs. And therefore, that has to be made in Shemoneh Esrei. Where do you do it? So it could have been in Shema Keleinu. So I'll say, you know what? Put it in the appropriate bracha. Now the truth is we'll see maybe next time or whatever. The halacha is, if you missed the saying Talmud Levracha by Baruch Aleinu, you can say it in Shema Keleinu. So it does fit that model of it just being a need of Klal Yisrael. So usually, Chazal don't require you to ask your needs in Shemoneh Esrei. It's something that you do on your own if you want to. There's no halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that when you have a test, you have to insert a request about it in Atachayim. There's no such halacha. But maybe by rain, Chazal made such a din that you have an obligation to insert a request about rain in the appropriate place in Shemoneh Esrei. But it's just an insertion into Shemoneh Esrei for your personal needs. When I say personal, it's also Klal Yisrael's needs of rain, but that's what it is. So that's the question. Is the nature of asking for rain similar to the rules and regulations of making a personal request in Shemoneh Esrei, which is you put it in the appropriate bracha, and if, or at least in Shema Keleinu, right? Or is this an alteration to the Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei? Shemoneh Esrei is different in the winter. That the Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei is Baruch Aleinu, Sashana, Azayis, V'chulu, V'sein, Tamad, L'Racha. Like, that's the Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei, not an insertion, that's the Nusach. So the machlokes between, let's say, the Rosh and Rashi, and we're calling him Rashi, but this debate boils down to this nakuda. If we see this as, if the Nusach HaShemoneh Esrei is what it is, but this is a halacha that your request, insert your request into Shemoneh Esrei, so then the Rosh makes a lot of sense. Well, what is your request? When is it needed for you? So just because Bavel needs rain at a certain time, that has nothing to do with Ashkenaz. What does it have to do with Europe? If Europe needs it at a different time, then it's at a different time. But if it's a alteration to the Nusach, then whenever you're dealing with a Nusach is already something that we need Chazal to codify for us. And so, for example, even the Nusach of Davening, that's already something that would fall into the category of Minig Eretz Yisrael versus Minig Bavel. That's what Rashi said. Rashi's lashon was, if you take a look at what was it, Marakah number 4. Rashi's lashon was v'chein anu noigim shekol min hagenu achar b'nei bavel. Our minig follows bavel. In other words, if you have to define what's your nusach of davening, well, the nusach of davening follows the nusach of bavel. It's a nusach question. It's a nusach question. Once you deal with the nusach question, then Eretz Yisrael has its sitter, and bavel has its sitter in the winter. And that's, so on an average, you know, on the ninth of Cheshvan, what's your sitter? What sitter are you using on the ninth of Cheshvan? Well, Bavel uses a particular sitter, that's still the summer sitter, and Eretz Yisrael uses a different sitter, it's called the winter sitter. So what sitter are you using? Well, says Rashi, we use the sitter of Bavel. So this is what it boils down to. Is this idiom of asking for rain, is this a nusach question? If it's a nusach question, then even though for you it would be more appropriate at a different time, but you can't make up your own nusach. The nusachs have been established. The nusachs are Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Those are the two sitters we have. You have Eretz Yisrael dekasidurim and Bavel dekasidurim. You have to make a choice. You have to pick. That's why the Gemara in Bavel, the Gemara with the whole story of Nineveh, to Rashi is not a question. Because that was before, you're talking about the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you're talking about Rabbi Yudanasi, that's before Talmud Bavli. That's before the establishment of there being the headquarters of Bavel as being a source of Minhagim for Klal Yisrael. It's before that. So at that time, by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, by Rabbi Yudanasi, everything is still in flux. There is no established Talmud Bavli. There is no, and when I say Talmud Bavli, there's no established halachic center for all of Klal Yisrael, namely Bavel, Shemisham Teitzei Torah. It's not like that. You're talking about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who's still in Eretz Yisrael, and things are still in flow, in flux. So, of course, at that point, yeah, I'm asking that if you had a huge country, the country could have its own time zone in terms of, because the there hasn't been this establishment of these two centers of Torah, two centers of Nusach, two centers of Siddurs. Like, that's where it is. So when you, but once you're dealing with Ravin Ravashi, you're talking about hundreds of years later, and now when it comes to Torah and sort of the liturgy and like Omen Hagen, things like this, we have two centers. You have Eretz Yisrael and you have Bavel. And says Rashi, our Minhagim are based on Bavel's Minhagim. So that's what Rashi is saying, is that the Nusach of his Saint Talmud Levracha, it's a Minig based thing, it's a Nusach based thing. But this is where the Rush disagrees. So again, you follow this, this is the Machlokes. Is the Inyan of asking for rain, again, certainly it's the motivation is coming because of an actual practical need. But what is the nature of the halacha? The nature of halacha is that this is a new nusach of davening. This is a certain winter sitter. And then the question is, what's your minig? When do you take the winter sitter off the shelf? Well, then you follow, then that's a nusach question. Nusach questions, our nusach follows Bavel. Or that's where the Rashi is coming from. Where's the Rashi coming from? This is not a nusach question. This is a classic Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says that if you have a personal need, you insert your personal request in davening. Happens to be, most times Chazal didn't force you to do that. In this case, Chazal forced you to do that. You have to put in your personal request of rain into Shemoneh Esrei. And so where do you put a personal request? So, first place to do it is the appropriate bracha. You miss that, you put it in Shema Keleinu. So that's what rain is about also. Now, you're not dealing with a nusach question. Now you're dealing with, do you need it or not? Is this a personal request for you? Okay, so for Eretz Yisrael, the personal request is needed from Cheshvan till Pesach, and Bavel, it's needed from December till Pesach, and Ashkenaz, it's from Cheshvan till Shavuos. So that's when you need a personal request. It's not a Nusach-based Indian. I say personal, again, my point is, again, even within personal, it has to have guidelines. So Chazal, for the obligation, again, when Chazal obligate the Jewish people to insert a request for rain in the appropriate spot, they made that obligation only for the Rabbim to do that. But the point is, it's not fixed to Bavel or Tisrael. Again, we're not dealing with Nusa. We're talking about a needed request. So when is that needed? As far as the Rabbim is concerned, so you go based on that. Whatever the Rabbim needs, that's when they insert it. But it's not a Nusach question. It's still personal, as long as it's, until it's a country, it's not, it's considered personal. And if it's personal, you put in Shema Keleinu. And a chanami, so that's where it's a little bit of a chiddush. That's insane. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, I'll give you a little background. The Gemara says in Brachas that if during the winter, when you're supposed to have a Saint Talmud Levracha in Baruch Aleinu, if you miss that, you say it in Shema Keleinu on your Yaitse, right? So, so that halacha very much fits the model of making a request. Shmonesri, you're just inserting a request. So that model fits with that. Usually when you make a request, you put it in the appropriate bracha, or you can put it in Shema Keleinu. So that's probably where the rush is coming from. what would the response be of Rashi? Rashi says, okay, it's a certain kula that Chazal said that the nusach of Shmoneh Esrei is taka different in the winter. The nusach is with Saint Talmud Levracha, but lechatchila it should be in Baruch Aleinu. B'diavad, at least you put in Shmak Aleinu, at least you got it in the nusach of davening. But it's a little bit of a stretch. Yeah, and a chanami, you can't put it anywhere else. That's probably where the rush is coming from. That this is not a nusach change. This is, again, Yichabim is saying, like, if it's a nusach question, then your nusach follows your then you can't come up with your own nusach. Requests, you could come up with your own requests because it's not so, you know, set in stone like that. Nusach, you can't change. So even if the reason why the nusach of Bavel was established was because of the agriculture and just the, you know, the nature of the place, but that becomes the nusach. And once that's the nusach, I can't change that. But the Rush's argument is, this is not a nusach thing. This is a Sheilas Kishulman thing.
Huh? Like if somebody said English.
In theory, the Rush. Right. In theory, the Rush, yeah, right.
What do they do in Australia? And has it changed ever? Has the need ever changed for Eretz Yisrael?
So I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, it's always been this 7th of Cheshvan until Pesach. It's always been like that. Not that I'm sure that sometimes I don't know. I've never heard of that being said. But that so halach lemaisa. So it's interesting. So halach lemaisa. So for example, I guess we'll end with this, and next week we'll see the panimis of this a little bit more. Halach lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi, which is, you know, we don't change. The minig is from the beginning of December till Pesach. That's what we do. The one, you know, sort of space that we'll give for the Rosh is as follows. Let's say your person made a mistake and said V'sein Talamat Levracha, you know, after Pesach. You know, you're used to V'sein Talamat Levracha. So let's say you said V'sein Talamat Levracha after that. Would you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei or not? So that's already, so that's the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. I might be confusing it, so, you know, double check. But I'm pretty sure that the Beis Yosef says we don't pass in like the Rosh, we completely don't pass in like the Rosh, which means that after Pesach, once the change is made, if you made a mistake and you said V'sein Talmud Levracha, you're a Pishman Esrei, you messed it up. The Ramah says, one second, we don't pass in like the Rosh openly to extend the time of V'sein Talmud Levracha Lechatchila. But if a person made the mistake, you definitely have the Rosh to rely on, and you wouldn't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Again, until Shavuos, right? Once Shavuos comes, and even the Rosh agrees, the season is over, right? But at least until Shavuos, you can rely on the Rosh not to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you made the mistake. I think that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, I'm pretty sure. Huh? Well, it depends. So that's what I'm saying. So if we would go with the Ramah, again, assuming that I'm quoting the Ramah correctly, there's a lot of assumptions over here. So, yeah. If I'm saying the Ramah correctly, and the Ramah is saying that you can rely on the Rosh b'di'evit, if you made the mistake, then if you're in a place that the Rosh would agree is considered a Rabim, and by that place, you know, rainy season is even further than Shavuos, then Maskin, but it has to be a Rabim. What's a Rabim? So, again, we know Nineveh is a big city, but it's not a Rabim. We know, according to the Rosh, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, that is a Rabim. Anything that's in between, it's going to be hard to know. So in a place like Australia and things like that, so it's machlokes, it's a big shaila. A lot of, so there's different, some paiskim tell them that they should ask, they should put in V'sein Talmud Levracha and Shmak Aleinu. Do it in Shmak Aleinu. Some paiskim say, just keep the Nusach of Bavel and just, you know, it doesn't make sense because everything's backwards, right? But, you know, that's what you do. That's the minig. But Brakopan, and that's what comes out. Yes. We'll see about that. Very good. Yeah. So actually, we're going to see about that Bez Hashem next week. So I guess one little nakuda that we'll just end with this, and again, we don't have time. I don't have time to expand upon this now. But just one little thing. Is that we'll see is like this. In the universe of the Rosh, right? So again, what's this boiling down to? It boils down to a basic machlokes between, again, the Rosh and let's call it Rashi. What is the nature of asking for rain? Is it a different nusach. There's a winter nusach of davening, and there's a summer nusach of davening. And now, once you're dealing with the nusachs, then you can't alter nusach. The nusach is whatever it was in Bavel, okay? Or no. The asking for rain is not a nusach alteration. We're talking about the classic rule, which is that you insert your needs in Shmoneh Esrei. And where do you insert your needs in Shmoneh Esrei? So you insert it in the appropriate bracha or in Shema Kaleinu. And that's how asking for rain is according to the Rosh. And that's why it's not so stuck in the time that Bavel asks for rain. It's not, it was never a nusach, kavua, minig thing. It was asking a request. And when do you put the request in? When you need it. But there's one little wrinkle. The halacha is, when it comes to adding a request in Shmoneh Esrei, as I said, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says you can make your request in one of two places. In the appropriate bracha, or in Shema Kaleinu. But the halacha is, that's up to you. There's no reason to lechatchila put the request in the appropriate bracha more than Shema Kaleinu. So for example, you have a test coming up, you could put it out to Chayinim, or you can put Shema Kaleinu. In halacha, there is no reason to choose one over the other. It's completely up to you. What's unique over here is that the Rosh sees this as a request and as an insertion into Shmoneh Esrei because of a request, but it's unique, which is that lechatchila it should be done in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. If you missed it over there, put it in Shema Kaleinu. So it's a little bit, there's a little bit of a wrinkle of a difference. It's a little bit of a wrinkle of a difference. That it's not 100% the same as davening for test scores. It's not the same. It's similar in terms of it being you're inserting a request into Shmoneh Esrei, and because of that, we don't have to be stuck with the minig of Bavel, so to speak, because this is not a minig thing. But there is a slight difference between this and asking for a test. Asking for a test, Chazal never forced you to make your request into Shmoneh Esrei, but even if they would, the halacha would be that it's either or, Atachainin or Shema Kaleinu. Over here, Lechatchila Baruch Aleinu, B'di'evet Shema Kaleinu. So it's a little bit of a difference. So that's what we're going to see Be'ez Hashem next. We will see from the penimius of this inyan of it being a request, but a request that lechatchila should be done in Baruch Aleinu, and we'll see why the Rosh himself is so passionate about it, and what the explanation of the last three words of the title of Hisayrus Ketz Agula is about. Okay, Be'ez Hashem next week. Shkayach.